Today, the UN Security Council has voted to send observers to eastern Aleppo, and the resolution calls on the Secretary General to make the security arrangements quickly, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The resolution passed unanimously, but it took French diplomats time to get Russia on board, time that civilians in Aleppo might not have. Moscow is backing the Syrian government and helping it tighten the noose around the remaining rebel-held areas of eastern Aleppo, and the U.S. Ambassador, Samantha Power, says observers are needed now.
The evacuations have been chaotic. They have been brutal. People have waited out in the freezing cold, indeed. Overnight, we received reports of death by overexposure as they wait for their besiegers to deign to give them license to depart.
There have been reports that men are being separated from their families as they leave, and valuables have been stolen from desperate civilians. Power says the hope is that having the UN and other international observers in eastern Aleppo, in parts of the city now under government control, they can deter such acts. First, though, the resolution needs to be implemented.
It's an important step that I think a couple days ago people would not have thought the Russian Federation would have allowed to go through the council. But until it's implemented, it's just a piece of paper.
Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar al-Jafari, accuses the U.S., the French, and others of trying to protect terrorists in Aleppo. And he says no one should expect any more observers than are already there.
The resolution talks about observers who are there. ICRC, Syrian Arab Red Crescent, OCHA, United Nations, all of them are there. Nobody else will come from outside of these people who are still there.
Ambassador Power says there should be a warning label on the microphone every time the Syrian ambassador speaks.
Just like on cigarette boxes, there's like a smoker's warning, you know, warning this may be hazardous to your health. There should be a smoker's warning here every time he opens his mouth, because almost nothing that he has said over the life of this conflict has been true.
She says the Syrian government doesn't want more monitors because they don't want anyone to know about their crimes. The U.S. is hoping the U.N. moves quickly and doesn't forget about the hundreds of thousands of Syrians living under siege elsewhere in the country. U.N. spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says there are just over 100 U.N. staffers, most of them Syrians, already in the Aleppo area who could act as observers.
We also have staff from Damascus who could be moved on a fairly quick notice.
But they would need security guarantees from all the warring parties and access, which, as the UN spokesman points out, has been hard to come by in this war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.